Father in heaven, we thank you this morning that you're bringing us into territories that we must focus. We thank you for insight in your word, and that the saints of God have gathered here in the sanctuary and around the world to receive from you. We trust the Holy Spirit to reveal and to give us wisdom and give us understanding and giving us the ability to embrace what you say to us today. We careful to give you the glory and the praise and the honor, for you have protected us in times that we needed your protection more than ever. So we're thankful for the persons that are here, that we have ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts to understand. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. You may be seated. You want to open your Bibles to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. And I'm going to be dealing with, do you have faith for help? Do you have faith for help? Now, I could almost answer that for you in the body of Christ, because help has not been revealed to the body of Christ as it should have been revealed, because healing took the place of help. But now, apostolically, with the apostolic grace, God want to bring to the body of Christ steps and ways of letting him manifest his health in your body at all times, no matter what's in the airway. You have to know spiritually how to do it. There are some things you have to understand. I want you to take notes of this before I start reading. Hearing, seeing, and understanding. Those three things. Hearing, seeing, and understanding. And I'm speaking of them in a spiritual progression. Spiritual progression of hearing spiritually. Once you hear spiritually and properly, you're going to be able to see something that is not normal. It's going to be in the realm of the spirit or the realm of the supernatural. Once you see it, you'll be able to understand it. Once you understand it, you're able now to believe it. Once you believe it, you're now able to receive it. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Once you receive it, then you can embrace it. All right. We're all talking about spiritual thing. And once you embrace it, then you can release it, not only to your own body, but to those whom God send you to minister to. I hope I didn't say that too fast. Said a lot of things there, but it's hearing, seeing, understanding, receiving, believing, embracing. I may not say them in the same order. Now, prior to teaching this morning, I also want you to understand that the Lord Jesus laid out the platform, I'm going to call a few more words now, for climate change, atmosphere, and environment. These are all spiritual. I'm talking spiritually. That there's a spiritual climate, there's a spiritual atmosphere. And what else I said? Climate, atmosphere, and environment. All of these things are important, because if you don't hear it properly, it's going to be taken away from you. Jesus, I want you to write this down. Matthew 13, that lesson Jesus taught about the soil sowing the seed is the whole spectrum of the spirit world. It's the whole spectrum of the kingdom. It's the whole spectrum of all I'm going to teach this morning. Whenever I minister to you, you've got to be in that environment or you're not going to get it, because you're going to let the word fall on deaf ears and the enemy going to snatch it, or you're going to hear it, clap your hand and have a little joy, but you're going to only be shattered. He's going to snatch it again. Are you following me? Or you're going to hear it and mix it with a whole lot of worldly things, and he's going to come in and choke it. Or you listen to Matthew 13. I want you to read that. All right, I'm going to take you further. I got you here for a reason. I'm going to take you further now. product ministry center, because I had to have a certain type of people listening. You on the app, on the highway, or they need you to listen a certain way, because we're in demonic block territory. Mm-hmm. He have demonically blocked help and wisdom for how to take care of our bodies. He've demonically blocked that. We're going to break that wall down. The wall of Jericho got to come down, and we got to build a Nehemiah wall, the wall to surround us, all right? So with that in mind now, I want you also to walk with me now. I want you to also, you're going to be on tape, but I want you to get as much as you can. Also, there's an area there in Ephesians 1, and it starts with wisdom, spiritual wisdom, revelation, knowledge, understanding, calling, inheritance, power. That power actually is resurrection power. That's Ephesians 1, that prayer in Ephesians 1. That prayer show you how to stay on top of the enemy by understanding that health is your inheritance. Okay, you're supposed to have health, but it has not been taught in the body of Christ, and the ramification of it, what part we have to play in, and you know I've been teaching you that, how to take care of your body and how to take care of your health. That part had to be played. Satan demonically blocked that by commercials, by pharmaceutical, having our faith in everybody but God. Yeah. Now, we act like we had our faith in God, but we only had it there for healing. But God provides for us health, all right? Now, the text we're going to read is the text that the Holy Ghost pulled to show you a lesson that there are going to be a lot of storms, a lot of wind, a lot of threats. But once you have a word from God, no matter what threat come, no matter what storm come, no matter what things look like all around you, you know you got a word from God, you're protected. But a word that you heard, a word that you see, a seeing, a word that you understanding, a word that you receive and believe, and you're able to embrace it and release it, even when it looks like things are not working right. Yeah. See, now that's why you're going to locate, and the power of God going to hit this place this morning. Y'all know that, right? That's why you're going to locate where your faith is. You see, you can talk it, but faith without corresponding action is really not faith. Faith is not just saying something. Faith is action. And so a lot of familiar territories going to have to be crucified for you to walk in what God wants you to walk in. In order to have a resurrection in some places you're going to have to die. In order for this help, there are some places you're going to have to let die. Places that look like a resurrection, but it's actually assassination. You heard me? Place that look like a resurrection. You're so happy, you know, but it's assassination. All right. Now, in reading these three or four verses, I have a lot of principles I want to teach you. Do you have faith? Do you have faith for health? Uh-huh. And we're building faith for health. All right. In Luke chapter 8, verse 22, I'm going to read four verses. In verse 22, it says, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he, Jesus, went into a ship with his disciples." You see that? Now watch very carefully now. "And he said unto them," who said to them?
Jesus.
All right. Here in my Bible, and probably in your Bible too, it's in red.
Yes, sir.
Everything else in black, but it's in red.
Right.
He said, "Let us go over unto the other side of the lake." Now watch what I say now. That's a wrap.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what come up. Cancer. Diabetes, no matter what come up now, he says, "Let us go on the other side."
Yes,
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Those words are real powerful because your faith going to be questioned in red too in a few moments. In my Bible, when I get down to the 25th verse, I got some more red writing.
That's right.
You don't remember what I told you? That's what he's saying.
Yes.
This storm don't make no difference.
Yes,
amen. Praise God.
This heart attack don't make no difference. Just listen to my servant and know how to adjust this thing. I got you.
Yes. Glory.
So here he says, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. I want you to always remember these words that Jesus always is able to bring you to the other side of that situation. Amen. And no matter what it is, you got to remember that. I want you to hear that. I want you to hear that and see that and understand that. No matter what comes, Jesus always able to bring you to the other side. No matter what it is. We're talking about hell, but let me go with everything else, you see. All right, now watch. And they launched forward. Verse 23. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. All right. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake. And they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. Verse 24. And they came to him. What you coming to me for? I told you where we're going. Awoke him saying, Master, Master. Now, they're saying the complete opposite of what he said. He said we're going to the other side. Now they're hollering, Master, Master, we perish. Don't let attack distract you from what you know what God has said. The attack may come, the attack may go, but don't let them distract you. Stay on solid ground in your faith. That is if you heard it. That is if you seen it. That is if you understood it. That it is beyond emotional jumping. That's beyond what I see in the body of Christ as an apostle, a lot of emotional jigging. That is not what I want for you. I want you to be able to stand on solid ground if I'm nowhere around. If I'm sleeping, I want you to be able to rise up yourself and say, I know what apostle taught me. I know what Jesus taught me. I can fight for myself. I don't need nobody else praying for me right now. I'm not perishing. I'm not dying ahead of time. I'm not going to be disabled. I'm going to be strong in the Lord and in the power. Y'all see how glad I am to see y'all? The power of his might. We said, Master, Master, we perish. See, now here's what happened. And I haven't gotten none of my principle yet. Here's what happened. They didn't hear. They didn't see. See, when you hear him, you ready? You see yourself on the other side. You're already there. See, faith take you where you're going. So the storm couldn't stop him. If you already on the other side, the storm can't stop you. But they didn't hear him. So they didn't see themselves on the other side. They didn't understand that once the Lord says something, once the book says something, and you believe it, nobody can stop it. Are you hearing me? Nobody can stop it.
Good preaching.
Then he arose and rebuked, verse 24, rebuked the wind. I have to rebuke sickness and disease. I have authority. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. You're not coming on my body. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Now you're either going to rebuke or receive. One out of two.
I rebuke.
See, if you don't know how to rebuke, if you're not hearing, you can't see, you can't understand, you can't believe, you can't receive, you can't embrace, you can't release, you have no revelation, you have no wisdom, you have no revelation, you have no knowledge, you have no understanding, you have no calling. I'm called to be healthy. Say it.
I'm called to be healthy.
Now, over 97% of the church say you can't say that. Not because they're bad people, it's because it's something they have not heard, they have not seen, and they have not understood. But they're coming to it now. Yeah, we're preaching all over the world. They're coming to it now. All right? Now, 25th verse is our text. But I build you up to it to see why Jesus come to this conclusion about these men. The 25th verse says, and he said unto them, because they're so confused, where is your faith? Where is your faith? In the storm, the boat, the condition, or in my word? Huh? Where? And then it seemed like, the Lord showed me stuff while I'm ministering to you, and none of them had no faith. Thought you could have had one or two say, we're going on the other side. All of them hollering like little babies. We wonder what we're going to do. Because they didn't hear him. Listen. And he said to them, where's your faith? And they being afraid. Now his voice saying a lot of things too. Faith, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Gives us Jesus' capacity. Faith make us synonymous with Jesus. Faith, real faith, if you've heard, seen, and understood, it make you act just like him and get the same result.
Yes,
was Jesus sick?
No.
Jesus must have was held down.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Then he says, as he is,
yes,
so are we. Not in heaven?
Yes,
not in heaven? Where? In this world.
Yes,
seeing it? Huh? You who here with me now, y'all ought to be getting this now. Huh? No matter what you're up against, you ought to be getting this. No matter how long it's been. Matter of fact, your genes being changed this morning. Everything they say you inherit that's not right, it's being changed this morning. I said your genes. Yes, sir, your genes are being changed this morning. I'm not inheriting nothing from nobody to destroy me. I don't care if mama had it, daddy had it, Aunt Sue had it. I'm not going to have it in the name of Jesus because I got my faith. My faith is alive for health. Say it. And as I minister, impartation is taking place, you know. What? Yes, sir. Genes are being changed. Conditions are being changed, all right? All right, listen now. Listen. Verse 25 is so compacted. I saw so many things in meditation with it. And he said to them, where's your faith? And they're being afraid of one, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? The manner of man you supposed to be?
Yeah.
See, he's saying, faith make you just like me. Here's what I'm hearing now. This is going to help you the rest of your life. Your faith is packing. Your faith is packing the dynamic and the abilities of the kingdom of God that's on the inside of you. You have kingdom faith. So your faith takes you to heaven early, living. You don't have to die to be in heaven. You can live a heavenly life, you hear me, son? Now, say now.
Now.
It's not something you're waking up. This is reality. This is revelation. This is real. Are you following me? Now watch. Watch. I'm going to read that verse one more time. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And I'm asking the same question this morning. And they being afraid of one and saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded, you see that?
Yes, sir.
For he commanded even the wind and water, and what happened? That's you.
Yes, sir.
All right, you got it? That's you. Now, when you ask the question, do you have faith for help? Actually, do you have faith for divine help? Look at Romans 10. We've been on this voice for Romans 10, 17. We've been on this voice for years. I know I've been on it for 47 years. Romans 10, 17. Because there's some aspect of faith before I start teaching you the principles. There's some aspects of faith that we have to tap into. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, that cannot be theological. It has to be real. It's a real hearing, because what I told you, hearing produce seeing, right? And it produced understanding, right? So that's the type of hearing we're talking about. Hearing is the beginning. So faith comes by really hearing. Hearing. But you're not through now. Because now, go to, let's stack your faith. Go to Hebrews 11:1 now. That faith that hears produced seeing. It produced evidence. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen in the natural. Good God Almighty, preach Leroy. It's the evidence of things not seen in the natural, but because I got faith, I see something.
Yes, sir.
Faith calls you to see in another dimension.
Yes, sir.
Can you see it?
Yes, sir.
Faith calls you to see when you're sick being well.
Right.
Because faith don't look at the physical. Faith don't look at the natural. Faith looks into the supernatural. Faith know that the natural has to change because it showed up. Got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, now watch this now. Watch. So the Romans 10, 17 is the hearing aspect, but the hearing take me into another dimension. It take me to Hebrew 11:1. Now faith is the substance. See, faith then turn into substance and evidence now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, but seen. Not seen in the natural, but since I'm in another realm, I see. So that's why you can't talk to everybody about it. You say, I don't see nothing. I know why you don't see nothing, baby. You're not where I am. So you can't talk to everybody about faith on people on different levels. They might be a Christian, but they're on a different level. They got babies, you know, and got people. But you see it because you're matured enough.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's take it further. I want to get your faith set up before I go and take it further. Look at Hebrews 11:3. Hebrews 11:3. Somebody help me preach here. Now, you know where I'm taking you now? Huh? Give me one word.
Understand.
See, this type of faith, you heard it, you see it. So now you run out there and talk about, I got faith for it. If you don't go through these steps,
You're
not. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. So whatever not in my body for my health, I'm framing it.
Yeah.
I'm calling things that be not as though they were, because I know they are.
Yes.
But I'm in another realm.
Yes.
Come on.
Are you following me, church?
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes,
see, that's so that faith come by hearing, people run out, I got faith. No, did you see anything? Do you understand anything? Because the storm showed it coming.
Yep.
Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So in other words, my faith can create help.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes. My faith, if my faith is in the hearing, seeing, and understanding platform by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, my faith creates help that the hospital can't bring. Faith can bring you out of hospice. Where they put you in there to prepare you to die. If you got real faith, you've been taught something. So, no, I'm not dying right now, sir. So from now on, those under the sound of my voice, you are health creators. Good God Almighty. Oh, my goodness. You going around creating health for other people. We're not through building your faith yet. You build your faith for hearing. You build your faith for seeing, right?
Yes, sir.
We build your faith for understanding.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take you one more level, then I'm going to start showing you some things. 2 Corinthians 4:13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Hallelujah. Once you hear, once you see, once you understand, now you're operating in the spirit of faith. So now your faith becomes spiritual. Now, watch it now, I don't know if you're going to be able to handle it. Now your faith becomes Jesus. Now your faith becomes God. Now your faith becomes the Holy Spirit. Because what you say from that point forward got to come to pass. Because if it does not, you're going to create it. You see it? Do you really see it? All right, now, you can't leave here not seeing it. We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Let me take you a little further. Oh, my. Let me take you a little further. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. It's not on my outline, but I got to go there. I see the Holy Spirit. It's have faith in God. Have faith in God. In other words, your faith becomes God's faith. God's faith becomes your faith. And your faith start operating like a God on earth. God give you faith to be a God on earth. To create, to call things that be not as though they were. To see beyond the situation. See beyond the storm. See beyond the wind. See beyond the water. See beyond the pain. Pain will come, but pain will go. All right? Have faith in God. Then, so let's take up to Mark 11, 23 now. See, we're talking about faith because some people thought they had faith just from Romans 10, 17. No, I'm walking you through the stages of what kind of faith I'm telling you got to have. You got to have hearing faith, seeing faith, understanding faith, walking in the spirit of faith. You got, and that bring you to the faith of God. Then you go to Mark 11, 23 now. Now, what sickness going to do with this? What health and hell going to do with this? For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, to this cancer, or whatever disease, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. No, I can't doubt now because I'm a hell seer and understander.
That's right.
I'm in a different atmosphere, different climate, different environment. I'm no longer down here. I'm in another realm. You see me, but you don't know me. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
This is what, see, children, this is where maturity is going to have to come in the body of Christ. Maturity is going to have to come where I can sit and receive the word and know that word is alive, know that word is powerful, and know that word belongs to me. That's why meditation come in there. See, meditation come in, we're moving too fast. Verily I say to you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. I can't doubt because I see it. I can't doubt. I got substance. Huh? and shall believe that those things what you say shall come to pass, you shall have. I say, help me. I don't care what my body's saying. I'm talking to you, body. You're going to have help.
That's right.
You have whatever you say. I say, I'm healthy. Me, what you say?
Help.
I'm healthy, healthy. I say it. Don't pay no attention to what you're dealing with. I'm healthy, 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 healthy. I'm blessed, 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 blessed. Glory, 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 glory. Then the 24th verse. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire. Well, anybody ain't stupid enough not to want help. When you pray, believe that you receive them. What did he say? Now, I'll walk you through what apostolically the church need to know about faith. What you receive this morning is going to bring maturity in your faith like never before. I walked you through hearing, seeing, understanding the spirit of faith, right? Huh? And then that means Mark 11, 22, I have the right to operate in the same faith. Listen to me. Frightening that God operating in. That Jesus operating in. That the Holy Spirit operating in, that the kingdom operating in, that every person in Hebrews chapter 11, I have a right to operate. All right, Lord, I'll do it. I'll do it. Go to Hebrews 12. You got to get this weight off your faith. Weight of religion and theology and weight of somebody telling you, this is what I did. No, I don't want to hear that right now. I want to hear what God did. I want to hear what Jesus did. I want to hear what the book said. So it's here. Wherefore, seeing we are also compared by with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin, unbelief is sin, which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now look in verse 2 now. That's what I want. I might be able to get to some of this stuff. Look in verse 2 now. We're dealing with some aspect of faith. You see what verse 2 says now? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You're not going to be able to look to him if you're not going to be able to go through these stages I brought you through already. If you're not hearing, seeing, and understanding in the Spirit with the assistance of the Holy Spirit, all right? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. So what if you go through something? Despite the shame. So what? You know where you're going.
Yes, sir.
And it's set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's a description of your faith. Sometimes it looked like your faith not working, your body acting up, and it looked like your faith not working, but you can't pay that no mind because you know where you're going. You've already been there.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hearing, seeing, understanding, believing, speaking, and acting upon. Isaiah 58:8. Isaiah 58:8. I'm going to teach you from my notes now, unless the Lord call me back off it. Then should our light break forth as the morning. Hallelujah, I like that. Uh-huh. And our health shall spring forth sometime. No, speedily. Speedily. Hallelujah. Speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord will back you up. She got a right to be healthy. I don't care if she's 84. She got a right to be healthy. 84 don't make her sick. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, hold on to that verse. The word healing. Now, I want you to get this, class. You ready? Because this is going to, you're going to have to really stretch out in your faith to hear this. It's so simple, but you're going to stretch out to hear it. The word healing and health are not the same words.
That's right.
The words healing and health is not the same word.
That's
One lead to the other. But if you park at one, you'll never get to the other one.
That's right.
The church been parked at healing. But God wants you to drive on a little further and park at health.
Yes, that's right.
I got this scripture, Matthew 9:29. I don't even know what it said. Matthew 9:29. Turn to that scripture. I wrote it in my notes for a reason. Matthew 9:29. Then touch ye their eyes, saying, according to your faith. Now that voice ought to take on a new connotation to all of us this morning. That voice there. Then touch ye their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. In other words, if you don't have no faith for it, it will not be unto you. And if you don't understand, faith is not just coming by hearing. You go back to Matthew 13 now. When Jesus taught that parable, he says, he that has an ear to hear, that means when you hear, your eyes going to see. And your soul going to understand and stop blocking what God wants you to have. You there?
Yes, sir.
Now I wrote this. Many will say, yes, I have faith for help. Then why are you sick? And think you're well by taking pills. You done took somebody else's word above God's word. Take your pill and keep standing. But you're not well yet.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying now? Follow what I'm saying. I'm not, no condemnation. I'm preaching with apostolic compassion. Things that need to come back in the church. I'm a pastor. I'm your pastor. But from an apostolic standpoint point of view, there's some things got to come back. We got to understand we are not going to die early. Y'all better holler. You know what I'm saying? Hey! You can't take that modest, man. So the word healing and health are not the same. So when you hear healing revivals, it doesn't mean health, because health has to be kept.
Yes, sir.
That's where the eating come in at.
Yes, sir.
That's where the sleeping come in at. That's where the exercise come in at.
Yes, sir.
That's where it got to, that's where a plant-based diet come in at. I ain't putting that junk in my body.
Come on.
See? And I just might have to stand by myself for a while, you know, but that's all right. Hallelujah. Somebody gonna get it. I know some of my members got blessed. Many will say, yes. Then why are you sick and think you well? Because you have the symptoms smuggled. You smuggle the symptoms with a pill.
Come on, Dad. Yes, sir.
Walk around here talking about nothing wrong with me. That ain't faith. Faith produces substance, and do not sell it for substitute. Faith produces substance and does not sell it for substitute. Now you said, Pastor, have you ever had any problem with your body? Jesus Christ. How long do you have? Heart, everything, had problem with all of it. See, I'm not up here preaching no secondhand information. Huh? Have you ever had any pain, pal? Pain? Jesus Christ.
Come on, Ed.
You know I'm flesh and blood, you know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you think, you know. So when I'm preaching, I'm not preaching to just you. I'm preaching to an old boy named Leroy. I'm preaching to him too. I got to use what I'm teaching you. You know why? Because we're in the same kind of body.
Yeah.
And we got the same devil.
Yeah.
We're in the same world.
Yes, sir.
So I'm not preaching out of a utopia boat or something, out of a high tower somewhere where I don't have to deal with the same thing you're dealing with.
Yeah.
All right, I want you to understand that. Now watch. I want you to take notes here. Watch out. You may have a set facts. You might have set facts about health without truth within about health and your faith not working. I'm going to give you that again. Give it again. I want you to have that. Watch out. You may have a set facts about health. Facts F-A-C-T-N. Without truth. Within. About hell. And your faith. Not working. All the world system can give you. All the medical world can give you. All doctors can give you. It's facts about health. But truth about health come through your faith from the word of God. Because then creative power begin to manifest. No more guessing. Thank God for the help we have, but you have to understand, as a believer, you got to be in a category, even if you have to go for a checkup or something, you got to be in truth about this thing. You should know the truth, and the truth shall set you healthy free.
That's right.
Or set your health free. Now, the Holy Ghost says, ask yourself the question, am I working against my faith for help? Oh, this next statement, I want y'all to write down word for word. Your faith for health has been raped by commercials and convenience.
Yeah.
Your faith for health has been raped by commercials and convenience. In other words, we can do this for you. See, listen to me, I'm gonna say this. Health cannot be sold to you.
Good.
You can't buy health. Health is your faith in cooperation with God. Once you learn what is disturbing your health, you have to have enough faith to make the changes in your life to maintain your health. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous is his work. In other words, God gave you a health-creating body if you give it the right substance. Oh, nobody won't hate me, man. Yeah, now. Yeah. See, your health is not just up to God. Guess who here? We got some special guests here. Guess who here? Health angels are here. Health angels are here in this building right now. Health angels are traveling. All these people all over the world. I see my brother from Germany. He's in here. Health angels are traveling all over the world right now. Backing up this word. But you got to help yourself. Feel better. You look better. You walk better. You talk better. You live better.
That's right.
I'm not talking about no diet. See, because what people have done, they stop eating things to lose weight on the outside. But the toxicity is on the inside. You got an invisible enemy. That what the Holy Spirit is teaching us now, we catch that invisible enemy who causing destruction in our life. We think our faith is working, but I heard a message taught faith, foolishness, and presumption.
Yeah.
Are you in faith? Are you in foolishness? Are you in presumption? Because you're not going to be healthy if you don't eat right.
That's right.
I don't care how much faith you think you got. You can't be eating a sweet roll, constantly eating sweet roll and talking about, I'm healthy. I'm buying you, devil. Devil said, you don't buy me. Buying your crazy self. You the one. You need to buy your crazy self. You the one calling it. I ain't doing it. I'll help you if you want to do it. Your faith for health has been raped by commercials. You understand that statement?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're always calling you to sickness. And convenient. Women don't cook no more. Then when they cook, they want to cook soul food. Thank God they ain't cooking no more. Amen. Amen. I know, boy, but I can't do that. All right, now, listen very carefully. It is time for us to take our faith for help back. And yield to the help of God today.
Yep.
You got it? Help. Listen to this. Help. You know, I haven't got the principle one yet. Help is a kingdom of God gift for you. Write that down. Help is a kingdom of God gift for you. Receive it by being led by the Spirit. Anything that is a gift from God, you have to receive it by being led by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to hear this, and I want you to write this down. I want you to go over this sometime, and I got about 15 principles. I'll probably be giving you one today. Listen, you want to get this down. In the church, in the body of Christ, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make a statement after I say this thing. In people who really love God, I want you to hear this. Health has been demonically blocked. Demonically blocked by ignorance, by darkness, by substitute, by distraction from the Word of God and the will of God. You know the Word says, if you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. So we want God to be our errand boy to make things happen for us. And when he shows what we need to do to get it, we complain because we won't keep doing what we're doing. And I wrote this for you. In the name of Jesus, help is loose in the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, help is loose in the body of Christ. Satan cannot block our help anymore. We're in a John 10:10 situation. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Wipe me out with sickness and disease. But Jesus come on the scene and says, I am come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Don't tell me nothing about no abundant life with sickness and disease always racking your body. All right. I got a few minutes here. Principle number one. Without truth, willingness, and obedience, you cannot please God. Without truth, willingness, and obedience, you cannot please God. You can say what you want to say. You can have your confession. You can make your decree. You can make your declaration. They're not going to work. Satan knows that you got to be willing and obedient. As Isaiah 1:19, as Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added to you. And as Hebrews 11:6, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is. And he's a rewarder of them that did it to seek him. Did you get this principle? Let me give it to you again. I might not be getting them, but I'm getting my shit. Without truth, in other words, the body of Christ is called to live beyond facts. Good God Almighty, you heard that? You're called. See, truth overrules facts. Now, what I have to find out, my faith has to find out, how can I be willing and obedient for truth to overrule fact? Y'all heard that?
Yes.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, come on, principle number one. Do you have faith for help? Principle number one. Without truth, willingness, and obedient, you cannot please God. Now, when Hebrews 11, 6 says, without faith. Now, all of us who are here with me this morning online, our faith have jumped to another category. Because we know faith come by hearing, seeing, understanding, believing, receiving, embracing, and acting upon. It's not just, you know, I read a scripture, all right, I got faith. No, I'll bury them like that. I have faith. No. See, I apostolically in the church now, since God chose us here in Darrow, chose me to bring this forcefully back to the body of Christ, that the body of Christ can walk in health, and all my brothers and sisters in other countries who tune in with us. I got something I'm going to tell y'all at the end about this whole scenario. But now you're in another category now. See, because you now you got seeing faith. You got understanding faith. You got understanding in a turbulence in your life when everything look wrong, your faith see through it and see divine results. Because that's what held ill. Held in a sick sin world is divine results. Okay, now, you got those three scriptures?
Yes, sir.
You got them?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to number two. Faith is acting on the word knowing there is no impossible help. Amen. There is no sickness, no disease, nobody caring who's a child of God that it is impossible for them to be healthy. Now, if you got your faith on somebody else. Oh, Lord, I know I'm going to get in trouble. But if you got your faith in the man with the white suit, only is impossible. Because he only can take you so far. If your faith is in the drugstore, only they can only take you so far. They're not taking you to hell nowhere. All help come from God.
Amen.
I want somebody to argue with that.
Yes,
I want some smart college graduate to argue with that. All help comes from God. God, the only one, can make you healthy.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. See, the enemy don't want us to know that. Now, you might have to, don't stop taking your medicine. I'm not telling you that. Don't stop taking your examination, getting your blood check, stuff like that, so to know where you're at. Don't stop. I'm not talking about stop that. But I'm talking about having the wisdom of God to know when to stop it.
Yeah. Yes, sir, man.
Got to stop sometime.
Amen.
If God, if your faith is working, you got to stop sometime.
Yes, sir.
Amen. See, faith, here's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say. Faith will not bow to nothing and nobody. That's why God gives you faith, that you don't have to bow to nothing and nobody. Y'all stop all that bowing and touch your faith up and go through what Jesus, so you can produce. See, you might be producing 30-fold now, but that's another fold, 60-fold. Oh, but that's another fold. What the other fold is? 100-fold. See? So your faith sometimes working in a certain area, but know that it can go to the peak.
Amen.
Man, talk about having heart condition and eating a plant-based diet can change that heart condition. Unplug your arteries. Keep that oil out of your mouth. Keep oil out of your mouth. Don't be cooking with all that oil. Find out. Look, get on YouTube and get on and find out and listen to these people. People ain't mentioned Jesus healthy in the church. Them people just eating right. Imagine you spiritual as you are, and you got faith and have the understanding to eat right. Oh my goodness. You follow me? It's not gonna happen overnight. I tell you what, in 10 days something will happen. You know why I got it? I got that from Daniel. Daniel 1:8 through 13, I believe. 10 days, something started happening. You start feeling better. You start jumping. And men, life, sex life all messed up. Can't do nothing. Oh, I'm way out there now. I bet you eat right now. All of them said, honey, give me another piece of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just doing everything I can, y'all, to make y'all go after this thing. I want y'all health. I want y'all to be here with me a long time. Amen. All right, so let me get this one. Let me close, man. Faith is acting on the word, knowing that there's no impossible help. Mark 10:27, Mark 9:23. Put your health in that category. Mark 10:27 and Mark 9:23, back up the principle. Faith is acting on the word, knowing there's no impossible help. I think I'm going to have my boy here with me next Sunday. I'm going to tell my him and his wife. They listen to that, man. Holloway, what his name is? This boy. Come back from the dead.
Moses.
I want Moses and his wife to be here next Sunday. Yeah, Moses. And then I want Kenneth Lewis and his wife to be here. Kenneth, they told me he wasn't going to have no more children. And he'll never walk right. He run around through the church. I told him, run one Sunday. Run, Kenny, run. You see, he just said, I can't run. See, you can't answer. Kenny was just bold enough. I said, run. You know, the boy leg, you can't hardly walk. I said, run. He started out. After a couple of rounds, wide open. Wow. The Lord told me to tell him, run. He told Holiday, you know, his wife, prepare yourself, call the undertaker. She's right there with her. Calhoun was there with her. God miraculously came in that boy's bed and rose him up. Hallelujah. That's God take over, you see. I need God to take over. Say it. Give me Mark 10:27 first. I want to read these two verses in order. Then I'm going to close, Leroy. You can come. I'll take this up part two Tuesday night, and I want y'all to be here if y'all can. I'll take out that part. If you can't, I understand. But I'll take up part two because I can't. I have 13 principles. I'm on at number two. Faith is acting on the word, knowing there's no impossible help. I never heard that term, impossible help. No such thing as impossible help. When you're on the war. And Mark 10:27 says, and Jesus, I like his name, you,
yes,
looking unto them, said with, oh my God, oh my, I will scream, oh my God. Y'all know why I'm screaming?
Yes.
Huh? Because y'all been having your faith in men. Jesus said, looking unto them, and them said, with men, cancer, heart condition is impossible to handle. But he said, I want you to take your faith out right now and know, but not with God. For with me, all things are possible. If you connected by faith, go to Mark 9:23 now. Oh my God, if thou can believe, Jesus Christ, all things are possible to her that believeth. Him or her. Huh? Jesus said, if thou can believe, listen to that. All help is possible to him that believe. I'm going to say it again because I want you online, you on screen, and you sitting here to let that hit you. All help, no matter what my condition, no matter what the attack, no matter how long it been, no matter how many of my family had it, no matter who didn't come out of it, But because I know how to operate in faith possibly, I know how to operate in faith properly. What I've heard this morning, I'm in a new category. All I need to do now is meditate and activate it. Meditate and activate it. What? Meditate and activate it. That's all I got to do. Meditate and activate it. I'm on my way. Nothing impossible for my body. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I present my body to God right now. My body is healthy and strong. Every disease, every sickness, every weakness got to come out of my body right now. My heart, I talk to you in good condition. My pancreas in good condition. My liver in good condition. My kidneys in good condition. My brain is in good condition. My brain functioning like it's supposed to function. Glory to God. Oh my God. Are you seeing this? Are you receiving? See, your faith is in a different category now. Your faith is not in the same place it was before you came here this morning. You hear it? You see him. And you understand it. You hear it now. And see, all that based on connection with the Holy Spirit. Not by might, no by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. See. Once you became a new creature, you were put in another realm. You were put in the realm, listen, of revelation. You was put in the realm of reality. You were put in the realm of Rhema, a word that can't be stopped. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, ask what you will, make a demand upon what is rightfully yours, and I'll see to it that you have it. It may take some time, but the time, you're not operating in time. See, faith take you out of time. Faith is now. Wherever place you're hurting in your body, when you're hurting in your body, don't just rebuke the pain. Say that it's part of the body. We're working together. If it's in your back, say, hey, back, I'm with you. We're working together. I know you're trying to tell me something, but in the name of Jesus, we're going to take care of this. Talk to your organs. You never said hello to your heart. You never told your brain, I appreciate you for regulating everything while I'm sleeping. I don't care what they think. They're talking to everything else. They're talking to these people out there doing all kind of stuff. We Christians got to take our place and function in our faith to know that we're going to live a long, satisfied life. Amen.